Far too many pieces of paper to manage here. Please join me in our prayer for understanding God's word. Come, Holy Spirit, that through your word we may be guided into the love of God for all the world. Amen. We're going to be reading today from John, verse 15, 1 through 8. It's a very well-known passage. I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I thank our sister in Christ for sharing that good news. Thank you, my friend. Join with me in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for how you are seeking for us to be rooted deep in your word, in your love, in your grace. Help us to be open to that process. And we pray in the name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. Yesterday was a fantastic day for sports fans. The Kentucky Derby. Pacquiao Mayweather Jr., God bless you. The NFL Draft. Major League Baseball season. NHL playoffs. NBA playoffs. So you could just sit there and be a slug and flip through till something else came on just to stare at. But I have a question. I have a question for you. Did anybody pick Mayweather to win that boxing match? Anybody pick? Some of you maybe don't know there was a big boxing match yesterday. So anybody pick Mayweather? Okay. Did anybody pick American Pharoah? Did you have the horse? Okay. Now let me ask you the third most important question. Do you think the owners of that horse or Floyd Mayweather Jr. care if you pick them or not? No. They don't care. You probably never even met them. Although maybe you'll meet them in passing, or be able to see them on the street, or whenever you're coming out of their driveway, living right next door to them, they'll be coming out and you'll kind of honk and wave from your Bentleys. But they don't really care. And that's the point that I want to lead into this whole idea of rootedness with. Where our attention is and where we're focused becomes where we are rooted as well. What we're putting our energy into becomes where we are rooted. And so there are a lot of people that are spending a lot of time going in a lot of different directions, focused on a lot of different things, other than God. That's not a criticism. It's simply a call that empowers me to offer it today because Jesus has already said it. All right? And if Jesus has already said it, then we are called to live it, to seek to live it, and also called in ways of grace and love and encouragement to remind others of that as well. What are you rooted in? Is it something that will be sustaining? Is it something that will help you through difficult times? Is it something that will enliven you, remind you of God's grace, surprise you? Yeah. Or is it something that really isn't lasting and maybe not even that important, but it's become important to you, but in the grand scheme of things, in eternity, it isn't important? We can each only answer that question on our own. But the scripture passage today gets our attention and reminds us that this is something we need to consider and something we need to look at. What are we rooted in? What is our foundation? Is it something else other than God? You know, Judy and I had a trip that we took, and we were walking amongst those big redwoods, and there were some sequoias there. Those are big trees. That's an understatement. And it's kind of awesome to be able to stand next to something like that that's taken how many years to grow, and you look up and you feel like you're just going to fall right over. But what's interesting is that some of those sequoias, at least, their root system is not necessarily that deep into the ground, but rather it's intertwined with other sequoias. And as they are intertwined with other sequoias and intertwined in that way, that's what keeps them from falling over. So in other words, they're connected to one another and they support one another. Let's really stretch ourselves here. Does that remind us of any other group that we might be sitting in right now? The church. The church. Our interconnectedness. Our interconnectedness is encouraged. Certainly we have a rootedness in God, but we have an interconnectedness with one another. That's why whenever we disappear from the church for a while and we come back, people are excited to see us. It's not about numbers. It's about that connection that we have with one another, but first of all, with God. You see? Grace, therefore, is flowing from God through us to one another, and we strengthen one another, and we encourage one another. That's something, the church, therefore, that it's important that we put our energy into. That's something that is worthy of effort. Because it speaks of the eternal. Not that this place is going to be here forever, but it speaks of the eternal because we are now eternal people because of the resurrection, of what Christ has done for us on the cross, of the empty tomb, and God's grace at work in our lives. We are people of a bigger picture, of thinking of bigger things, of considering bigger issues, and open to God through it all. For us, we understand that connection that we have with God, that rootedness, and that rootedness that we have with one another involves intimacy as well. Now, earlier, whenever I was walking around with my young friend, okay, and we were right next to each other. Now, we don't necessarily do that as the body of Christ, but certainly we come alongside one another, right? Have you ever had a medical challenge? Have you ever had a spiritual challenge, an emotional challenge? Have you ever gone through a difficult time? And has a brother or sister, in essence, come alongside you? That's abiding. You get it? That's abiding. Maybe they're not there all the time, but coming alongside you is reminding that you're not forgotten. Where have we heard that before? You're prayed for. You're loved. You're cared for. It starts, though, once again, with God. And it starts with that relationship that we have with God through Jesus. In his translation, The Message, the Bible in contemporary language, Eugene H. Peterson uses these words in reference to this particular scripture reading. Quote, "Live in me," this is Jesus speaking here, "live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you." The comment that continues is the notion of making a home, of finding the heart's true home in Jesus, brings a settled peace to the turmoil that sometimes can characterize our lives. Sharon Welsh, in her book on community, said, "The failure of Christianity is not a failure of intellectual understanding, but a failure to establish in place its vision of human community. This we do when we abide in him, Jesus, and he, Jesus, in us. We must be open to his guidance." But it also talks about producing here as well, and producing fruit. Now, I want to think about the grapes that you're producing and that I'm producing. What kind of grapes are we producing? Are we producing raisins? Are we producing something that's just kind of dry, that's not necessarily going to really nourish anybody else or encourage anyone else? Are we just kind of hanging out and hanging on to Jesus? Or are we producing something that will add to community? Are we producing something that will build community? Are we producing something that points to actual active discipleship? All right? This is still washed over in grace. You understand what I'm saying here. This is still all about grace. But it's also a call that we need to remember that abiding in Jesus is certainly important. But what are the fruits of our abiding in him? We have to be very careful here. Because it's easy for people to say, "Look what I did." This is not what I'm talking about here. These are fruits that oftentimes won't necessarily even be seen by others. Okay? But these are fruits that give the glory to God. These are fruits of love, of encouragement, and of hope. Love and encouragement and of hope. Those great things that have been mentioned at other times in Scripture as well. So our distractions, the things that pull us away from God, are always going to be there. Okay? And it's going to be difficult sometimes to abide in God. But I want you to think about God looking upon you. Now, is my image of God the one of this old guy someplace up there in a rocking chair with a big white beard? No. Because actually, I see some of those guys just sitting here this morning. No. So none of them are God, okay? None of them are God. But my image of God is not easily defined. But let me go ahead and share this with you. This idea of God looking upon us, okay? Looking us in the eyes. I like that image. Okay, I don't know what that face looks like necessarily, but that image of God looking upon us, and that image, therefore, of us looking in the face of God as well and looking at God's face, is a really encouraging one, because we know that as long as we can see that face, we're going to be okay. We're going to be able to abide. A young father was struggling the day of his wife's funeral, trying to put his son to bed. Both were numb with sorrow. The little boy asked, "Daddy, where is mommy?" He tried to answer the question, but the little boy kept asking, "Where is mommy? When is she coming back?" After a lot of attempts to satisfy his son, the father picked up the little boy and put him in his own bed. Finally, the little boy reached out his hand through the darkness and placed it on his father's face, asking, "Daddy, is your face toward me?" Given assurance, he said, "If your face is toward me, I think I can go to sleep." The father lay beside the young son and prayed, "Oh God, the way is dark and I do not see my way through right now. But if your face is toward me, somehow I think I can make it." This is what it means to know that we can abide in Jesus and that Jesus is in us. This awareness transforms our fellowship with his power as the vine. We, as those branches, are stronger than we can ever imagine and can do more and produce more fruit than we could ever, ever dream. God seeks that intimacy with you. God seeks for you to feel that intimacy as well, to abide with him. And this morning, as we gather at the table, and I invite those who are going to be serving communion to come forward at this time, as we gather at the table, the imagery of vines and the imagery of fruit come to the forefront. The body and the blood, but before that, the bread and the wine. Jesus offered himself when he said, "This is my body broken for you. This is my body broken for you." And in that, he was starting to speak of what it is to be the body of Christ, community, with that sameness, that connectedness to God. This is a body broken for you. You are loved. Thanks be to God. And then he poured out the cup. And more remarkable words, "This is my blood shed for you." And it doesn't stop there. Sometimes that's how we think. We limit God. He said, "You're forgiven. This is an offering, and you're forgiven." God's grace is at work in you more than you can imagine. All you need to do is receive this forgiveness. And that's part also of abiding close with God. Shed for the people of God. We are the people of God. Thanks be to God. After the communion stewards receive these elements of grace, you will be directed forward by the ushers. This is an open table, and we also receive this by intinction. That means that you'll be taking off a piece of bread and dipping it into the cup. This is an open table, which also means that all are welcome. Each and every one of us is welcome.